Blog Talk Radio.
Morning words of encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement for today. So we ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Everywhere. Good morning, everybody, everywhere. Thanks for being on this program this morning. If you're in the Mississippi, Tennessee, Atlanta, Georgia area, It has been raining all night long. It's been raining cats and dogs, as they would say. Well, I can't say that on air because we got too many people that own some cats and own some dogs. But anyway, it's been raining. It's been raining pretty hard this morning. And one thing I would like to encourage you to do, don't complain about the rain today. Get you some galoshes, get your raincoat, and put your rain cap on if you got it with ladies and men, and then get your umbrella and just make it do what it do today. Go on out there in it. Just be safe. That's all you need to do is just be safe. Drive safe, walk safe, be careful. Matter of fact, the older you get, the more you look at the ground because you always want to see what's there before you get there. Sometimes there's some surprises there. Used to when I was a young man, I'd walk, boy, I'd be looking up in the air, I'd be walking so proud, have my chest all spanked. Now I got to look at the ground because some prizes are down there sometimes. And so today is the day that the Lord has made. We need to rejoice and be glad in it and also hope we find ourselves worthy of God even granting us this particular day. And the song that we just sung, C.L. White, I Never Get Tired of Me. Most all the songs that we play on here is by C.L. White, and we just want you to pick him up sometime and listen to some of the other songs that he might sing. This Sunday, this Lord's Day coming up, we are excited about our 24th anniversary at the Central Church of Christ. This church anniversary is coming up this coming Sunday at our Bible study starts at 9 o'clock. Our worship starts at 10. And Brother Ed Keaton will be preaching at 10 and also at 2 o'clock. Several people have called and said that they're going to be there. I'm hoping it's not raining Sunday because a couple of people said we'll be there. If the creek don't rise too late, it's already overflowing. I'm telling you, the water is really rolling here in Atlanta, Georgia this morning. But sometimes people say, you know, I can sleep real good at night when it's raining and everything. Yeah, I've seen you sleep sometime during the day when it ain't raining. But anyhow, so we're just glad to have you on the program this morning, and I hope all of you be safe, especially when you're in some of these low-lying areas where the water really just piles up on you. Well, you know what I thought about this morning when I first woke up, and you know, it's been lightning and thundering all night. Somebody says, no, it's thunder and lightning. No, check it out. Whenever you see the lightning, wait just a second or two, and you'll always hear the thunder. We've always had it backwards. You just think about that thing. Most people keep saying, boy, it's thunder and lightning all night. No, it was lightning and thunder. There ain't no big deal about it, but sometimes, you know, it can be. Also, it's probably true that when you say that somebody fell and broke the hip, they broke the hip when they fell, but we've used that backwards sometimes too. But actually, your hip breaks. That's why you fall. Think about it. Most time you don't fall, and then your hip breaks and all. We've had that backwards for years. Your hip gives out, or it gets out of joint or something. You fall, so your hip breaks before you fall. But anyway. But this is one of the beautiful days that God's got. But you know what I thought about this morning, right? When it was lightning and thunder, You know what I thought about? How great thou art. The song, it almost uses all those words. Well, in that particular song, O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the world thy hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displaying. When through the woods and forest glades I wander, I hear the birds sweetly singing in the trees. When I look down from lofty mountains and grander, and hear the brooks and feel the gentle breeze. All of this is in this song. And when I think that God, his son, not sparing, sent him to die, I scarcely can take it in that on the cross, my burdens gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sins. When Christ shall come with shouts of adoration and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior, God, to thee. how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sing my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. As we sing another song, it says, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Well, that's what I woke up this morning with my mind on that psalm, how great thou art. In Psalm 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinner, nor sitteth in the seat of the scoffer. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the river's waters that bringeth forth its fruit in its season. His leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth, he shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but is like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment of the wicked of the sinner, nor the sinner in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the ways of the righteous, but the ways of the ungodly shall perish. If you notice the passage in the book of Psalms, he does two things. One, he tells you what's wrong with what's going on, and then he tells you what's right with it. And then another thing that I found out in the book of Psalms, it starts out by telling you most of the time how pitiful you are and what your state of being is, what's going on in your life, what's going on in your family life or your individual life. And then it always ends up by saying, regardless of what's going on in my life, I'm going to always trust in you. In Psalm 27, the Bible said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. In whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, come upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and they fall. Though all the hosts should gather against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. Listen at this, how these tragic things are happening to you, but for some kind of way you still find a little comfort in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And then he said, one thing have I desired of thee, Lord, that I will seek. He said, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and behold the beauties of the Lord and the iniquities of his temple. Oh, every time you read this passage, he start out by telling you how pitiful you are. But then it ends up by saying, regardless of what my state is, he says, I'm going to still trust you. In Psalm 51, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to thy multitude of thy tender mercy. Listen to what he said. This is a personal plea. And I would encourage you in some way and somehow, find a little place where you and God can communicate, where you and God can get in touch with one another. These little fast prayers that we pray sometimes, they okie dokie, but sometimes you need to just stop, stand still, deal with God, let God deal with you, pour out the things that you want God to know. Not just these little flippant prayers sometimes we pray on the way to the table, and sometimes we don't pray at all tonight. But listen, this is one of those prayers where it's almost like great drops of blood is falling from your head, as Jesus was when he was in Gethsemane. Listen to what he says, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercy. This is what it says. Blot out my transgressions, wash me thoroughly from my iniquities, and cleanse me from my sins. For I acknowledge, when is the last time that you acknowledge your sins, not only to God, but to somebody else? He says, I acknowledge my sins and my transgression, and my sins is ever before me. Then he says, against thee only have I sinned, and have done this evil in thy sight, that thou mayest be justified when thou speakest. And he says, and be clear when thou come into judgment or into justice. People, when is the last time that you really, really, really open up your heart unto the Lord and just let him know, boy, I'm telling you, I need you, God. Now, things are already gone south on me. And I'm going through some little struggles in at this time, but this is one thing I'm going to do, God. I'm going to guarantee you I'm not going to leave the church, not going to quit worshiping you. I'm not going to keep trying to follow you. I'm going to study your word. I'm going to try to keep in my heart at all times, even though I'm going through the struggle. And then in Psalm 90, he says, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, and even thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. He said, thou turnest men unto destruction. And he said, and they said, return ye children, O men, for 1,000 years in the sight is but as of yesterday when it is past. And he said, and as watch in the night. He said, thou perish them away as with a flood, and they are asleep. And in the morning are they like the grass. And he said, then it groweth up. He says, in the morning. Here's one thing I noticed about this, a particular passage here. He says, for all our days are passed away in thy wrath, he said, and we spend our years as a tale untold. He said, the days of our years are 70. Sunday we talked about this. 70, that's 70 years old. That's 70 years old that he has put a stamp of approval and guaranteed us to be. And then he said, but if by reason of strength you have 80 years, that's 80 years old. Most of us on this, some of us on this call, not all of us probably, but some of us on this call, we have already accomplished this very first one. If you're over 70 years old, you have already arrived. God has already blessed you in such and such a way. And if you're 80 years old, boy, you have really done something. So think about that passage, Psalm 90, verses 9 through 10, when he says that the days of your years are 70 guaranteed that you can get this. But if you can get over that, which is 80 years old, he said, boy, you are batting 100. Father, we thank thee for this day, and we give you the honor and the glory, even for this rain, because you have already prepared for us. If you've noticed, this is not the first time that it ever rained, so we ought to be prepared for it. This should not be a shock to us today. It's already been raining, and so we want to use wisdom in what we do and not complain all the time. Oh, it's raining, and it's so wet and so sloppy. That's why we prepare ourselves like the ant. The ant goes all summer preparing himself, so when the winter comes, he can just lay back and kick up in his little den. Jesus loves you. He died for you, and he's coming again. And I do hope even in this inclement weather, you have a super-duper day.